chapter 31. Stormfleck's army was indeed a large one. Matameo had never seen so many rats. They swarmed through the bushes, trees and hillocks of the far shore, efficient and silent. Every rat carried a bow and arrows, and they gathered in groups, each under a leader who took his orders from Stormfleck, the commander. The captives were secured among the trees, but Matameo could still see the river. He sat with Tim and Orma, listening to Stormfleck and Slagar conversing.
"Let us see if your pursuers can make it across the river, Slagar. They are a determined band, but they have not met my long-tail army yet. All they have had to contend with is a few slavers."
"I have a slave line to worry about,"
the cruel one sniffed.
"Open warfare is not my business. Besides, you have a mighty army."
"Aye, and every one of them an expert archer. I could deal with those woodlanders using only a quarter of my force."
"Then why don't you?"
Slagar challenged him.
"Because I never leave anything to chance. Are you going to stay and watch, just to make sure your enemies get slain?"
"No, I will carry on south. If your army is as good as you boast, I should have no need to worry about being followed. Three Claws, form them up into line. We've got a full day's march ahead."
Matameo and his companions were jostled and prodded by Vitch.
"Say goodbye to your father and his friends, Matameo. They will be dead creatures before this day is through,"
the rat taunted him. The young mouse did not allow himself to be baited by Vitch, even though his heart sank at the thought of his father and the rest being caught out on the open water by the huge rat army that lay in wait on the shore of the river. He took a deep breath and smiled carelessly at the undersized rat.
"Your master Slagar could not kill my father, neither will Stonefleck and his vermin. The warrior of Redwall has proved himself before now against rat armies, and he will live to free us. When that day comes, you and I have a score to settle. I'll be looking for you, Vitch."
As they were herded away through the trees, Matameo allowed himself one last backward glance at the far shore, beyond the river shimmering in the morning sunlight. Though he could not see his father, he murmured under his breath,
"Martin, keep him safe."
The sounds of axe and sword had been ringing through the pine fringe since dawn. Many of the trees at the edge had not been able to take proper root in the loose sandy soil of the banks, and some were only half grown. Orlando swung his mighty axe with long, powerful strokes, often felling a tree so that it took one of his weaker neighbours down with it. Matthias had cast his habits aside. He slashed and hacked at the branches of each felled tree, trimming it so that Sheik, Basil, Jess and Jabers could roll it down to where Logalog was in charge of raft construction.
"Flug, bring those ropes over here,"
Logalog ordered.
"Gain, soak that moss well and mix it with soil. I want good caulking that won't leak. Gar, I need that trunk over here. You others, help him."
There was little the Gausam leader did not know about watercraft. Logalog was a ferry shrew, the son of ferry shrews. He watched the flow of the river, pointing out his course to Basil.
"We'll take a wide sweep upriver. Then I'll bring about in midwater and land us on the other shore somewhere about there, see? That way, we'll be going due south again."
Basil dipped one ear.
"Aye, aye, Captain, as you say. Bear in mind, old fella, that I wasn't cut out for a nautical career. I'll have to have a substantial meal first. No use being water sick on an empty tummy, what?"
It was early noontide before the raft lay completed in the shallows. Logalog folded his paws and shook his head.
"Bit rough, Matthias. Best I could do at short notice."
Matthias passed him apples and shrew cake.
"She's a stout raft, Logalog. I couldn't ask for better. I know you'll use all your skills to get us safely across. What are you so worried about, young Cheek?"
The otter stroked his dry nose.
"It's, well, you see, well, It's the Watermoor fires. I've always been a bit frightened of it. Oh, the odd stream and woodland pool aren't too bad, but look at the size of that old river. I never saw anything so big and fast flowing in Mossflower.
Basil flung an apple core into the river.
Well, I've heard everything now. A belly otter who's frightened of rivers. Calm my whiskers, that's a good one.
Now, Basil.
Jess chided the scoffing hare.
You're not too fond of the water yourself. It's bad form to make fun of another creature who feels the same.
Basil relented and flung a paw around cheek.
Righto. Point taken, Jess. Here, young otter, my lad, what say you and I stay together in the middle of the raft? We can hang on to each other and get into a fine old blue funk together, eh?
Jabez Stump trundled aboard the raft.
Ah, well, we can't hang about here all day. There's a river to cross. You coming aboard, warrior?
Matthias sheathed the sword and leapt onto the floating logs.
Keep your heads down when we reach the other side. No telling what's waiting over there,
he warned. Logalog grasped the fork branch which served as a tiller.
All aboard! Cast off on shore. Poles ready, Riverwood. Bring her round. Steady as she goes. We're underway.
The raft bobbed and swayed out into the current. Blue waters reflecting the skies above rushed and danced to white foamy peaks spraying into the breeze. The eyes of Stoneflex's rat army watched eagerly from the far bank as the little craft started its journey towards them.